poll, voters say Republicans have not done enough to make their case in the midterms. By Hannah Blow on September 14, 2022. Voters say Republicans have not done enough to make their case for support as the midterms approach. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released Tuesday found. The survey asked, have Republicans made a strong enough case as to why you should earn their support in the 2022 midterm elections? Unfortunately for Republicans, most voters, 56.1%, said Republicans have not made a strong enough case to warrant their support. Just one-third, 33.9%, said they have, and 10% remain unsure. Predictably, 87.1% of Democrats said the GOP has not done enough to make a strong case for their support. But a smaller majority of Republicans, 61.1%, said they have made a sufficient case, compared to 25.9% of Republicans who disagree. Perhaps most concerning for the GOP is the fact that 57.2% of independents agree that Republicans have not done enough to make their case as the midterm elections approach. Just 28% of independents say Republicans have made their case, and 14.8% remain unsure. The survey was taken September 2 to 5, 2022, among 1,084 likely general election voters and has a +2.9% margin of error. It comes roughly 2 months ahead of the midterm elections, where Republicans hope to take back a majority in both the House and Senate. However, recent surveys spell trouble for Republicans, as they appear to be losing their lead on the generic congressional ballot. A Rasmussen Report survey released last week showed the GOP's lead over Democrats dropping to 4 percentage points, falling a single percentage point over the last week. Rasmussen noted that in September 2018, before Democrats took the House for the first time in 8 years, they had the same 4-point advantage on the generic congressional ballot, 46% to 42%. But as the 2018 November midterm election neared, the margins between Democrats and Republicans became extremely close. Republicans had 46% to 45% for Democrats. Republicans, however, are well positioned to capitalize on the failures over the last 2 years under total Democrat control in Washington. It was revealed this week, for example, that the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index rose again, up 8.3% from 1 year ago as inflation rages in President Biden's America. Meanwhile, some Republicans, such as Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, are capitalizing on social issues as well, introducing a 15-week pain-capable abortion bill on Tuesday to combat the radical left's desire to legalize partial birth abortions nationwide.